Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys, we are here live in the basement for another episode of Manic Monday, and we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. We have Cash Out with us here right now tonight, and he's going to be joining us in just a minute. We also have Sleepwalker with us tonight, and I'm telling y'all, this is a hot new R&B artist, so you guys got to check him out also. It's going to be hot. We're here live with our DJ, DJ Ice. Mike is in the building with us for another episode of Live in the Basement, and we're going to get ready to turn up right now. We're not going to make you wait any longer. We're going to go ahead and bring Cash Out into the studio right now. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, how you doing? What it do? I'm blessed right now. I'm in a good position. Hold up is going crazy.
Awesome. Now, you know, we are excited to have you in the building tonight, and I am more than honored to have a chance to interview you on Manic Monday.
Thank you for having me. I like all opportunities. Every opportunity is a good look for me.
Yes. Now, are you familiar with Chambers County, the Alabama area that we're in?
Yeah. Actually, I had some little friends, you know, down that way, some little people I used to kick it with back in the day.
Oh, okay, cool, because, like, you have a whole lot of fans down this way, and they ready to support you tonight, and we already got callers on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and take one since the lines are blowing up already. Last four digits, 2063. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You're live on the air. It's Manic Monday. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this AJ?
Yes.
Hey, AJ.
Hello.
This is my son, AJ. He was dying to talk to Cash Out, so I wanted to get him on the line ASAP. So what did you want to say to him, AJ?
Hi.
Don't get quiet now, AJ.
I know, right? He's all starstruck.
He's live. You got to go and get it to me.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, man, that's major right there. That's major. How old are you?
Eight.
Making good grades?
I can get up.
You making good grades?
Uh-oh, I think we lost him. He dropped the call. But we're happy to hear from AJ tonight.
He's
excited about calling in.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing right
there. Yeah, tell us a little bit about you and how you got started and what do you got going on right now?
Oh, man, you know, I've been rapping for about 3 years, you know. What made me turn to rapping is, you know, I kept, you know, just being real, kept getting in trouble, and my last case was like a major case, and, you know, thank God, you know, and a great lawyer team and me just praying, you know, I got out of that situation. And when the verdict came in, you know, the judge just kept it real. He was like, you know, you need to find another career because one more time seeing you, it might not be good. And, you know, I took heed of that and really opened my eyes to that situation and looked towards, the music, you know, and, you know, just me hanging around my partners. They always used to do the music, but I wasn't never into it, you know. I think one of my friends had laid a song. He locked up right now. He did a song, though, and I laid a verse on it just playing around. Said something about Cash Out, and he was like, that's your name right there. I was like, ah, man, I ain't no rapper. I'm just in the booth just messing around with y'all, killing time. But, you know, it came out and worked well with it, and I stuck with Cash Out. Got the paperwork on it, and, you know, legalized it and made sure everything was clear. And now I'm the real Cash Out, and I've been grinding for 3 years, you know. Dropped the first hit single. You know, I had a couple street singles, you know, in the streets, you know, of Atlanta and the surrounding areas, you know, getting a little, building my buzz up, and then Cashing Out was like the main song that we felt like we was just gonna be like dope. And the top of this year, you know, around about January, we dropped it on the independent side, you know, Bases Loaded. That's the label I'm on for the independent side. We dropped it, and it went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put that real push behind it, and it just it went crazy. It was like, man, and, you know, before you know it, a month and a half, 2 months later, L.A. Reid was calling, and he was like, man, I need you guys here. I need you on Epic right now, and we flew up there, and we made, you know, we had a long conversation, you know, and at first it was just for a single deal, but by me knowing I had music more than one song, I took like five songs up there, and I played them, and I played Cashing Out last, and I played the other songs first, and he was like, man, you're an artist, and the deal got changed.
Wow.
It took 9 hours, you know, to get the deal done, 9 long hours. I was like, man, it didn't take that long. But, you know, it was a great thing. You know, now I'm over there doing for albums, and it's not just a single, and that I'm glad I did that and brought other music up that are showing that I'm an artist, you know.
Right. Well, we have another caller on the line, too. Last 4 digits, 2992. Are you on the air with us right now?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing? What?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing good. Who am I speaking with?
It's your boy Verb, man, out of Dublin, Georgia.
Hey, Verb, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. You know, just sitting back enjoying the show, man. Y'all doing a good job. Just want to tell y'all that on Manic Monday, man. Y'all doing big things. Y'all, it's, you know what I'm saying, got a nice underground feel, and I, you know, enjoy the show. What's up, Cash Out?
Ah, man, bless, bro. Just trying to stay consistent with what I'm doing, man.
That's what's up, man. Matter of fact, a couple months ago, I was riding to work one day, man, and the guy had your CD, and I hadn't heard the single on the radio, but I had never heard the whole album. And I'm telling you, man, the whole album is piping hot, bro. I just want to let you know that, bro.
It is, too. I was over there trying
man.
To pick songs and couldn't find nothing because everything was hot.
Man,
I'm like,
you,
I can't play the whole CD.
Yeah, man, love though, and that was actually like my first mixtape I ever dropped. You know, it came out when I got signed to Epic, and you know, I'm gonna just hit them hard. I ain't even gonna play with them. You know how some people might be like, I'ma hold these songs back, I'ma hold this back. I was like, nah, cause I feel confident about my music, so I'm like, I ain't no reason to hold nothing back, cause I know I can keep on doing it. You know, as long as God keep me breathing and keep me able to talk and hear and things like that, I know I can come up with some magical things. And I was like, I'm going to give it to him this first go around. It got to be crazy.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man.
I feel
yes,
you want to give some shout out while we got you on the line?
I had a show in Dublin about a couple of months
ago.
Yeah? Yeah, that joint was crazy, man. I'm talking about in the real hood, man. Like,
yeah, that's what we do, man.
Crazy.
It ain't
but
no game in Dublin, man.
I love it like that because it be that real crowd, you know, and I come from that, so I'm like, man, I love it. I was
man.
We ended up sweating. It was crazy, man, but it was a great show, man. Like you say, people down there really messing with the mixtape, man, and that's all I love.
Yeah.
Just that real live atmosphere, man. You come down to Dublin and get love, man, you really doing your thing, you feel me?
Yes, sir. You already know, I know.
But I
want
to give a shout-out. I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, but I want to give shouts out, man, first and foremost to my family, man, to my Click Red Clay, man, Mac G, Blackjack 21, Neilville Slim, this Big Verb. I appreciate the time, y'all. Hey, man, good luck in your career, man.
Appreciate it, man. Keisha coming December 18th, man, you know. Once I drop it, man, just go on my Twitter at The Real Cash Out or, you know, anything. And Keisha, December 18th, you're going to see it everywhere, man.
That's what's up, man. I support you, bro.
Appreciate it, brother. Have a blessed night, man.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
All right, we got callers showing some major love tonight for Cash Out, and we're going to get into a little bit of this music by him. Now, I wanted to play this Hold Up first because I liked it, and I want you to tell me a little bit about this song.
Man, you know, it's actually, you know, if you got It's My Time, you know, it was already on the mixtape, you know, it was just me at first, and, you know, Wale heard it, you know, Wale is like a brother from another, a real cool friend, and he heard it, you know, and he was like, and Plus B Billionaire did the beat, and he signed the MMG too as a producer, and it was like a great combination. And he was like, man, I got to get on that record, and sent it. He knocked it out. I got the video ready, the treatment. He came through no problem. We did the video. Now you see it on 106 and Park. You know the top peak position was number 2. You know, they go back and forth, 3, 4, 2, 5, and things like that. But it's doing great, top 20 right now, and we ready to hit them in the head again once this peak out.
All right, well, we're gonna get ready to play it right now. You guys, hold on tight with more Cash Out and Mac Money live in the minute. Turn up.
You know,
Cash Out.
When hood rich, nigga, and bases loaded and vault, it's a lot of money on the table.
And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo hoes done told her. And now she got her nose.
Cash out.
And these niggas don't know her. But these hoes, they know her. Made back when we roll up. Strong back when we roll up.
Turn up.
Like, wait, nigga taking my brick.
No.
What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And your hoe done sober. And now you got her sober. So I'm like, wait, cool. And all these hoes, they wanna act like they know, nigga. I'm like, stop flexing. Girl, take it out. What can you show, nigga? For a bitch control me, I would let money control a nigga. But I control it. And tell it, go get Mo, they done let me in the door. And I know that shit fucked up because I'm coming at your throat. And they like Cash Out, slow down, but I don't see red, I'm always on go. And I keep relaxing, niggas, ain't no limit, I won't fold, yeah. Hold up, these niggas, they ain't believe me. Shot past they ass, now these niggas see me on TV. Bitches, ain't no move, but you can get the clip in HD. And I know the reason they hate me. And I'm like, wait,
hold up.
Please let me roll up. Strong. And your hoe done told her. And now she got her nose up. And these niggas don't know us. But these hoes, they know us. Made back when we roll up. Strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait. And I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo hoe done told her. And now she got her nose up. I'm like, wait. And yo main girl be like, can I get a hug or something? Jerry got a freezing. So girl, please wear your Ugg or something. Now I got a hit. Niggas looking like they want a mug or something. But that won't cut it. Shooters on the budget. Thug like, hold up. Tyrone like, hold up. Grab some choppers, roll up. And leave his body swole up. Bands won't fold up. I got a ticket on me. And how these niggas play the dope game and ain't bought a ticket on me? Bought him some skates because these niggas been slipping on me. And I been rich, bitches, just the feds been slipping on me. Ha. I'm going in head first. I killed this beat, so put it in the hearse. You and did. I'm like, wait,
hold up.
Please let me roll up. Strong. And your hoe done told her. And now she got her nose up. And these niggas don't know us. But these hoes, they know us. Made back when we roll up. Strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait. And I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And your hoe done told her. And now she got her nose up.
All right, you guys, we are back with more Manic Monday, and we are in the house tonight with Cash Out, and I'm telling you, I love these songs, like all of them.
thank you.
So tell me, walk me through a typical day with Cash Out. Tell me, what do you like, how does the day start out?
I've been on the road since February, man, so, you know, my day really started out waking up, going to the airport, you know, in these cities. You know, working and then showtime at night, you know, and I'm glad I got this little time now, you know, just to prepare myself for Keisha, you know, December 18th, you know. And when I'm in my city, you know, Atlanta, you know, I'm just, you know, studio grinding, working, you know, never trying to get lazy and laid back, you know, trying to just keep that mojo going, you know, like something like Pop, you know, how he did, just lock yourself in the studio, and even when he dead and gone, you know, it's 100, 200, 300 songs still left. You feel me? And I'm just, you know, trying to build that catalog up and go hard, you know. And that's a typical day for me, you know. It was the streets, but now that you got something else going on, you got to take control of that and go hard, you know. So, it was stuck in the streets. Now you got to be stuck in the studio, you know, to keep it going and keep that consistency.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, I agree with that. Like, I would much rather you be in the studio than out there in the street.
Yeah, I love it.
Because you're making some really good music over there.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. You know, and God has blessed me, you know, with these bars, and I have perfected my craft, you know, as far as, you know, staying, going hard and getting better with what I be saying on the mic. So, you know, as far as this Keisha mixtape, man, it's going to be a great body of work, man. You know, I got a lot of R&B songs that I'm singing on there. You know, it's going to be crazy for the ladies. And, you know, it's just going to be like a teaser. You know, I feel like It's My Time was great, you know, but I feel like this going to be, you know, the second go-round going to be the stamping, you know, like it's going to really get me out there where I need to be further ahead in my career. And just I feel like this one is going to be crazy. We shooting a lot of videos for the tape, and we just going hard as far as the strategy. You know, the first go round, you happy you got a hot single, you happy you got signed. Now that you feeling comfortable, you in that chair, you can just sit back and resolve everything out, get the game plan actually ready to go super hard for the second go round, then prepare yourself for the album Patience.
Awesome, awesome. Now we got AJ back on the line. He says he ready now, so he's going to tell you. AJ, are you there?
Yes.
All right, now we have him on the line. Now, what do you want to say?
I'm on a roll in. I want to have an autograph CD.
Oh, he got demands.
We got to make that happen. It don't take nothing but something you sent through the mail. You know, she definitely got my manager contact, man. You know, I would love to make that happen. That's no problem. That's no time.
Awesome. Well, AJ, you're going to get your autograph CD. You happy
Hold
now?
Hold up. Is he getting good grades before he get an autograph?
Yeah, he's on honor roll.
Okay.
He's on honor roll.
Getting good grades. Play any sports, you know, what you like to do.
Hello.
What do you like to do, AJ?
You play sports. What you do? What you like to do? What you want to be when you grow up?
A policeman.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's
you want.
AJ, we're gonna lock you up.
Okay, that's my baby. You want to be a police? I'm with you. I'm with you, baby.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, AJ, for calling in, and I love you.
Okay,
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, that's AJ is a mess.
I'm gonna be the man walking around with a big gun.
AJ said he wanna tell him what to do and how to do it. All right, now I want to play this Turn Up, and then we're going to get into our DJ here tonight. We're live in the basement, and we have DJ Ice Mike with us, and he's going to play a little music, too. And I'm going to play this Turn Up because I like this song. I was in the house jamming to it earlier, so tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, man, Turn Up featuring my big homie Young Swift. You know, he signed over there to Def Jam, you know, up-and-coming artist on hard, you know, and you know, I just linked up with him, you know, especially his team, you know, DJ Nando, Fernando over there at Onyx in Atlanta, you know. And I just, you know, sent him the record, and I was like, man, turn up. And it's a great song, you know, to wake up in the morning and be like, I'm trying to go to work. And just turn all the way up, even when you go into the club, man, you know. And it's just letting you know, turn up. You know, never let nobody bring you down. Let's turn up.
All right, well, we're going to turn up. We're going to do it right now with Cash Out. You guys hang on for more Manic Monday.
Cash Out.
2012. We came to turn up. When the bitches get around me, turn up. When the bitches in my possession, you know we turn up. When I pull out with that rider, you know we turn up. All the cash all in my pocket, you know we turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. All these bitches standing around me, you know we turn up. With a brick in my possession, you know we turn up. The pack came in, it's time to turn up. Bitch, you hang around some bosses, it's time to turn up. And I'm out in the streets, ooh, burn up. And if a nigga play, ooh, he be right up and do that shit for the same. Brett Taylor, ho, and I deserve a Heisman trophy like I play for Baylor, ho. Big diamonds, just to shine on these haters, ho. Big deal, just to let them know I'm major, ho. Ha, I'm going so hard, call it Viagra. So much cheese, I should sign with the Packers. And I ain't nothing like these other rappers. I really took them out the rapper. Ha, you did. When the bitches get around me, turn up. When the bitch get in my possession, you know we turn up. When I pull out with that rabbit, you know we turn up. All this cash all in my pocket, you know we turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. All these bitches standing around me, you know we turn up. With a bitch get in my possession, you know we turn up. Hey, man, I'm tired of that old shit. It's time to turn up. New fucking bricks. Turn up, new form, bitch. It's time to turn up. Made back and form with. Ooh, let's turn up. Yeah. Louis on my feet, you ain't never seen these. Four bitches around me, you ain't never seen these. Hoes, and boy, you ain't never seen them. Oh, Jerry out around my neck, he got me froze. I thought they told you that I was next up. And I'm gonna make sure he dead. I'm gonna hit him from the neck up. And all that spit is venom. Ooh, boy, I need a check up. And I ain't got time to play. I'm trying to run my check up. When the bitches get around me, turn up. When the bitches in my possession, you know we turn up. When I pull out with that rabbit, you know we turn up. All the cash all in my pocket, you know we turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. All these bitches standing around me, you know we turn up.
Okay, I like one and I write one. Hit one and I spit one. Fuck around with some real niggas, I guarantee a bitch will come. Top down on that rock, boy. 24s on that shit. Gotta watch for them snakes, nigga. They be off on that rack. My niggas all on the map. My bitches off of the Atlas. Fuck. Me and Cash Out, we mash out, and that's classic. Tell them niggas I got them. Got them. Been new that I had them. See these niggas in public, but no need to go down. When the bitches get around, you know we turn up. Got a box full of them blunts, you know we burn one. But fuck that shit, I'm living, nigga. God is my witness. Still getting clean money from the dirty ass business.
When the bitches get around me, turn up. When the bitches get in my possession, you know we turn up. When I pull out with that rabbit, you know we turn up. All this cash all in my pocket, you know we turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, turn up. All these bitches standing around me, you know we turn up. With a brick in my possession, you know we turn up.
All right, you guys, that was an episode of Manic Monday where we had interviewed the real Cash Out. And I don't know what's going on with Cash Out lately. I haven't heard anything from him. So if you're listening, get at me at TweetyBird334ALA@gmail.com. Let me know what's going on with Cash Out. Hey, Ruba, are you there? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I don't know if the God Hey Rule is on the line, but we're going to shout out to the God Hey Rule, also to Big Verb, who's going to be doing Verb's Moment of Clarity this Wednesday, and he's going to be things off with his show on Thursday. So you
you guys be looking forward to our post and tweet, and make sure you follow us over on Twitter also. And I guess that's it for today. I just wanted to get that out to you guys. For those who may have missed my interview with Cash Out, get a chance to listen to him and get a feel for him and his music. So we're going to play a little bit of this Tweety Bird tribute I did to Amy Winehouse, and we're going to get out of the door. Thank you, everybody who listened, via computer, laptop, phone, however you logged in and checked us out today. We really appreciate you. And we're going to get out the door on this track by Tweety B. We'll holler at you next time.
All right, Greg. This is what we're going to do.
Okay, what you got?
I think I want to practice on some of this old school Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
You know, doing something a little bit different for the people.
Sounds good to me. Let's make it happen.
My man was lying.